You're listening to the DX Audio Service for December 1989. Let's go for a sleigh ride, a wonderful sleigh ride. Come hurry along with the snow in a winter day tonight. Just hear those sleigh bells tingling, ring-ting-tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. And as we close out 1989 here on the DX Audio Service, from my family, Debbie and Connie, I'd like to wish you a very happy and joyous holiday season. And also from all the editors at the Audio Service, very happy holidays to you. And as we kick off 1990 on our next edition of the Audio Service, we got a lot of changes planned. Also, don't forget that next year will be our fifth year anniversary of the DX Audio Service. 5 years. Boy, it's come a long time, hasn't it? Like to welcome in new subscribers George Dominguez and Billy Sampson, and also like to make mention to both Luz, Sue, Mark, Robert, and Don that it is time to renew your edition of the DX Audio Service for next year. But until then, let's get right into the meat of the DX Audio Service right now. If you're still looking for that special gift for that special person, a DXer friend, or maybe even going to slip one in for yourself, might I suggest shopping at the NRC Publication Center. The NRC Publication Center has lots of neat things just right for the holiday season, or in fact for any time of the year, such as the maps of the United States and Canada. Now, these are 8.5 by 11 maps and are professionally prepared and contain state and province borders. Cities are not listed. These are ideal for even non-DX related uses also. In fact, you could use it as in your ham radio shack for chalking off the states that you've worked. A set of 5 maps is only $1. Also, the sunrise sunset maps. Now, these are a set of 12 maps, 8.5 by 11 inches, with instruction sheets showing the monthly average sunrise and sunset times for the United States. It's an invaluable aid to the sunrise or sunset DXer. If you have a little problem in getting QSLs back from stations, you might want to send them a guide to Broadcast Band DX. Now, these are tri-folded guides for use with reception reports explaining DXing and how the National Radio Club was formed and the importance of QSLs to DXers. A set of 20 of these guides are only $1.50, and they're also available in Spanish versions and French versions. Now, here's something which is very valuable in the DX shack, and that is the 9-ounce milk white coffee cup with the NRC emblem printed in black on both sides. It's oven-proof, and it's a great gift for a fellow DXer or just for yourself. $6 to U.S. addressees, $6.75 to Canada or Mexico. And finally, I'd like to let you know about the National Radio Club's AM Radio Log. This log is invaluable for broadcast band DXing, and it contains not only just the call letters and frequencies of the stations, contains their address, a little description about their facilities, and in some cases, it even has a name of somebody to send your report to. The NRC log is on 8.5 by 11 pages. It's over 200 pages thick, and it's set for 3 whole ring binders. And if you'd like to get any of these items, you can order with Visa or MasterCard by phoning area code 608-423-4159 between 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Local Time. Or you can send your check or money order to the National Radio Club Publication Center, P.O. Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661. And just be sure you tell Ken over there at the NRC Pub Center that Fred over at the DX Audio Service sent you. Wayne Heinen says that the Colorado Courtesy Programs Committee, the CPC people, are running out of 25-cent stamps. And as this committee is driven by postage, not to mention computers, it must shut down until more stamps are received. Now, currently, only 2 NRC members have mailed Wayne and Jeff some stamps, which are affixed to envelopes bearing the request to selected radio stations for DX tests. Now, what we suggest is that all DXers wanting to add stations to their logs immediately purchase at least a $2 book of stamps, compile a list of stations most wanted to be heard, and send all this information to Wayne Heinen immediately. Now, don't wait for someone else to do this. They won't. You should. Won't you? Just send that information and the stamps to Wayne Heinen, H-E-I-N-E-N, at 4131 South Andes Way, A-N-D-E-S, Aurora, A-U-R-O-R-A, Colorado, 80013. Well, John Malecki, NRC member for quite some time, did not leave any grass growing under his feet after leaving the Topeka convention a while back. John has bagged the 1990 National Radio Club convention in none other than Pittsburgh. John has confirmed that the Green Tree Marriott in Pittsburgh is the place for the 1990 convention, and although the deadline for reservation is August the 10th, you might want to reserve now by calling area code 412-922-8400, and be sure to mention the National Radio Club for special rates, which include a single room for $48. The Marriott features tennis courts, pool, whirlpool, two clubs, and a whole lot more. And hopefully we'll see you there at Pittsburgh in 1990 over Labor Day weekend. And by the way, just a little tip here, why not stick about, say, a buck away a week, and that way you'll have plenty of money for the NRC convention. Have you ever heard of Decalcomania? All requests for club sample bulletins and other inquiries should now go to Mark Strickert. Mark is a member of the National Radio Club's DX audio service. And you can write to Mark at 3852 North Oconto, I believe it's pronounced, O-C-O-N-T-O, in Chicago, Illinois. The zip code is 60634. The club has just published two hobby reference manuals called Aircheck Arcade. It covers the tape trading and collecting hobby for $3.75 in the U.S. and $4 to Canada and Mexico, and care and feeding of a promo collection. It's tips on starting and building your own collection for only $3.25 U.S. and $3.50 to Canada and Mexico. Again, contact Mark Strickert for more information. Universal Shortwave Radio's Book Bonanza is on through December the 15th, featuring free bonus books now with your order. Fred Osterman's Shortwave Receivers Past and Present is reduced to $5.89 from $6.95, for example. And for more information, you can write to Universal Shortwave Radio at 1280 Ada Drive, A-I-D-A, in Reynoldsburg, Ohio. Zip code is 43068. I'd like to remind our subscribers and also our editors of the DX Audio Service that if you have a home personal computer with a modem built into it where you can call bulletin boards, that if you'd like to contact us here at the DX Audio Service quickly and efficiently, you can send us electronic mail via the FidoNet mail system. Our bulletin board number is 1:234/16. Again, that's 1:234/16. If you have a personal computer with a modem but don't know which boards in your area might be carrying the FidoNet service where you can send electronic mail, just write to me here at the DX Audio Service. Be sure to give me the following information. I need your area code and the first three numbers of your telephone number, and then we can figure out exactly which board is the closest to you. And again, if you have anything to contribute to the audio service, last minute information, send it to us on the FidoNet bulletin board, or you can call the bulletin board directly long distance at area code 419-228-7236.
Hi, this is Connie Volpe. It's now time for Jerry's Dad with the AM Switch.
Hi again, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch, the holiday edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. Since this is our end-of-the-year edition, we want to wish happy holidays and a happy new year to all of our friends down the line on the DX Audio Service. Let's start with edition number 212 of AM Switch today. Under call letter changes, one of those rare occurrences that happens just a few times a year, there were no call changes in AM switch number 212. There was one grant for a new station on 1100 Las Vegas, Nevada, 50,000 watts day, 1,000 watts night, the antenna U4. A few highlights under grants to existing facilities on 830 WGBV, Lithia Springs, Georgia. This is a construction permit for a new station not yet on the air. They are changing their city of license to Smyrna, Georgia. And the powers change also. They will be 50,000 watts day, 5,000 watts night. And on 1470 CKO, Pointe Claire, Quebec, they are moving to 650 kilohertz, 10,000 watts day, 2,500 night. The antenna will be U4. Scanning down through otherness, on 720, an application for a new station in Atascadero, California has been dismissed. You can scratch that off the list. On 820, WAPO, Jasper, Tennessee, that's a northwest suburb of Chattanooga, new station is on the air with a contemporary Christian format. On 850, CKBA, Athabasca, Alberta, new station is on the air. And although there has been no official release of a change from the CRTC, which is the Canadian version of the FCC, the station is heard on the air identifying as being in Barrhead, Alberta. Now, Barrhead and Athabasca are about 60 miles apart, so there has been no official change. But if you hear this station on the air, you may very well hear them saying Barrhead. It is CKBA. On 1320, CJSO, Sorel, Quebec, this station is silent once again. It's been on and off several times. This time the change is permanent as their operations have moved to a new FM-only station. On 1340, WBCR, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, this silent station is back on the air with religious programming. As a matter of fact, they are simulcasting the same programming as WSCR 1320 in neighboring Scranton, Pennsylvania. And on 1480, WRDW, Augusta, Georgia, this station is silent. That is reported to be only temporary. Moving on to AM switch file number 213. Call letter changes start on 810. KWWS Rifle Colorado changes to KKGD. On 1080, KLRS Santa Cruz, California becomes KSCO. On 1130, WWMO Eden, North Carolina becomes WEDE, although there is more behind that change, and we'll get to that in just a minute or so. On 1290, WFIG Sumter, South Carolina changes to WQMC. 1300 WSSG Goldsboro, North Carolina becomes WFIN. On 1330 KSJN Minneapolis, Minnesota changes to KNOW. 1360 KRFI Mountain Grove, Missouri becomes KCMG. 1400 WSME Rayford, North Carolina changes to WHIL. Two changes on 1450 WPIG Rome, New York becomes WFRG. Sounds like they're turning a pig into a frog. And WWBB, Madison, West Virginia becomes WZAC. 1460, KKCS, Colorado Springs, Colorado to KWES. Two changes on 1550, KOZR, Apple Valley, California becomes KITH. And KISK, Reno, Nevada becomes KXTO. Couple changes on 1570, WBEE, The Beehive in Harvey, Illinois. This call has been around since the 50s. They're changing to WMNN. And also CKTA, Tabor, Alberta changes to CFUZ. And on 1580, WJTX, Urbana, Illinois becomes WBCP. Applications or grants, there actually were none of any meaningful interest at all in this edition. One item from otherness on 1230 KRSS, Spokane, Washington. This station is silent. Moving on to AM switch number 214, and boy, do we have some call letter changes for you in this one. The FCC for the past several years has not been assigning calls to new stations, new construction permits that have been granted, since most of the people who are granted new construction permits almost immediately file for a call letter. However, there were a number of stations with unassigned call letters, and since the FCC is finally, after all these years, starting to computerize their call letter and station inventories, they needed to assign calls to all these CPs that had no calls. So therefore, they have gone back to the practice of assigning them from the unused call letter pool sequentially. In the case of the ones in the K zone, they are making assignments from the KR series, and in the W zone, they are making assignments from the WA series. So you will hear in particular a lot of WA calls. These are ones that have been sequentially assigned without the request of the CP owner. And of course, most of these will probably be changed if and when the station ever gets on the air. 540 KKGO, Hesperia, California, changes again. KKJZ, the new call. On 660, KGDP, Orchid, California, changes to KSMI. On 670, new station, Claremont, Virginia, WARO. 700 KKJZ, Soledad, California, changes to KSUR. 820, new station, Cloverdale, Virginia, WARL. 840, new station, Yountville, California, KRKL. 880, KJCD, Montecito, California, to KNZS. Also 880, new station, Dayton, Virginia, WARH. 890, WRRE, Ceiba, Puerto Rico, becomes WFAB. On 1010, new station, Sartell, Minnesota, KCUS. On 1020, new station in Port Orange, Florida, WART. Another one of those sequentially assigned calls. We would imagine that the owner of this CP will eventually want to change that call to something else, unless he wants to call his station the Big Wart. On 1030, new station in Oviedo, Florida, WCAG. Also new station, Union City, Indiana, WBNN. 1050, KEYF, Dishman, Washington, to KFVR. 1090, WIBS, Charlotte O'Malley, Virgin Islands, becomes WGOD. No secret is what their format will be. On 1100, new station in Tucson Estates, Arizona, KRKR. Also new station in Las Vegas, Nevada, KRQO. On 1150, KJIM, Englewood, Colorado, becomes KFRR. Two new ones on 1170, both new stations in Laurel, Delaware, WMPP, and Falmouth, Virginia, WARN. 1250, new station, Bangor, Maine, WARP. On 1270, KFIY, Tulare, California, becomes KJUG. 1290 WPVA, Colonial Heights, Virginia, WSTK. 1340 KWOR, Warland, Wyoming, becomes KKLX. 1350 KLYD, Bakersfield, Washington, changes to KBAD. 1380 KWIC, Beaumont, Texas, becomes KJUS. 1390 WFBL, Syracuse, New York, changing to WLLF. On 1410, WSKN, Prattville, Alabama, becomes WRBN. 1450, WSPB, Sarasota, Florida, to WSRZ. 1460, WFAB, in Juntas, Puerto Rico, becomes WRRE. 1510, WXLX, Blowing Rock, North Carolina, changes to WVIO. 1540, WBJA, Guayama, Puerto Rico, becomes WIBS. 1550, new station, Santa Fe, New Mexico, KWNW. 1570, new station, Pensacola Beach, Florida, WBND. 1580, WJIK, Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, changes to WWOF. 1590 KQUL, Seattle, Washington, changes to KZOK. Also 1590 new station, Nikusa, Wisconsin, becomes WCAE. And two new station call assignments on 1600, Brewer, Maine, WBYB, and Dungeness, Washington, KRQZ. Application from existing facilities, one of interest on 650, WBSO, Clinton, Massachusetts. This is a new station not yet on the air. They will be moving, if the application is granted, their city of license to Lancaster, Massachusetts, and they raise their night power to 1600 watts. And under grants to existing facilities, only one of note, It Really Matters DXWise on 730 WJTO Bath, Maine. This station is now full-time and has raised their day power. They are now 10,000 watts day. They have added 500 watts night, changed the antenna designator to a U4. Looking at otherness on 880 KHAC in San Benito, New Mexico. This station has moved here and is now operating on 880. Used to be on 1110 in Window Rock, Arizona. Station is being widely heard on their new frequency in the western part of the country. On 980 WMAK, London, Kentucky, this station is silent once again. 1510 WVIO, Blowing Rock, North Carolina. They were silent under the call WXLX. They are now back on the air. Their format, Traveler Information Radio. And on 1580 WLIM, Patchogue, New York. They are now full-time. Their 500-watt night power is on the air. And moving finally to edition 215, which will wrap it up for our holiday tape here on the DX Audio Service. Some call letter changes and a few non-changes, actually. On 1220 WKSD, Van Wert, Ohio, that call was never used. The station remains with their former call and present call, WERT. 1280 WGBF, Evansville, Indiana, changes to WWOK. On 1330 WDLW, Waltham, Massachusetts, changes to WRCA. Now, they had applied previously for WAFN, which was mentioned in last month's audio service. They dropped that idea and changed to WRCA instead, so WAFN was never used for the Waltham, Massachusetts station. On 1440, WWLD, Winter Park, Florida, becomes WPRD. On 1500, WLTA, Clarksville, Georgia, becomes WCHM. On 1550 WTBP in Parsons, Tennessee, a correction on the call letter change we gave to you last month, although a bit of a mystery surrounding this also. According to the FCC, they have changed to WKJY. Earlier, we reported WKYJ. That was a typo we made on our part. We're sorry about that. The call was changed to WKJY. However, WKJY is already assigned to an FM station in Hempstead, New York. So the FCC, believe it or not, does that once in a while. And we're expecting a correction to come down the line on that soon, but we don't have it yet. Finally, on 1580, KNUS Albuquerque, New Mexico, changes to KZKL. Only one grant of interest on 690 WNZK Westland, Michigan, changing their city of license to Dearborn Heights, Michigan. And a couple items under otherness on 620 WTMT, Louisville, Kentucky. This station, although it is licensed to be full-time, is no longer using their nighttime facility. They have gone back to what is basically a daytime-only operation. This, however, may be temporary. On 660 KSNI, Orchid, California, new station is on the air with country format. They call themselves K66 Country. On 8:30 and also 11:30, an unusual, possibly unique situation. We have never heard of this happening before. WWMO in Eden, North Carolina, on 11:30 has a construction permit to move their station to 830 kilohertz. They have also applied for a new call of WEDE. At the moment, here is what's happening. On 11:30, the station is WEDE and operating normally. On 8:30, the call WWMO is still being used as the 8:30 facility is only being used on Friday nights for several hours to carry high school sports. According to the station, the Friday night broadcast on 8:30 are part of a testing program while the station continues to operate under the call WEDE on 11:30. Now, we don't know for sure, but suspect this is what's going to happen. Very shortly, the 830 facility, which is now being tested, will be put on the air on a permanent basis under the call WWMO. At that time, the 1130 facility will no doubt transfer to new ownership under the call WEDE, so 830 will essentially appear as a new station, and the 1130 operation will continue as always, although under a different call. confusing, but interesting. We'll have to keep an eye on that situation. On 1030 WFTK, Wake Forest, North Carolina, new station there on the air. They have a gospel format. 1040 WQBB, Powell, Tennessee, silent station, back on the air. They're presently carrying Music of Your Life. And on 1550 WXTO in Reno, Nevada, this station was never operational under its former call of KISK, but this new station is finally on the air as WXTO. Oh, and they are Spanish formatted. And that will wrap up our portion. That's AM Switch for the holiday edition. Once again, we want to say happy holidays and wish you all a prosperous and DX-filled new year. And we'll see you in 1 month with more information on the AM Switch column. Now, once again, here's Fred.
And if you'd like to send something to Jerry Starr and let him know what's going on the AM band, you can send it to Jerry Starr, care of WHOT Radio, 4040 Simon Road, Youngstown, Ohio, 44512-1320.
Daddy, who's that?
Well, that's John Bowker, and looks like he has some Hostess cupcakes and Twinkies with him.
And he has some ho-hos with them, too.
Well, ho, ho, ho to you, too, Fred. Okay. Hi, everybody. This is John Bowker, and here's the DX Audio Service Travelogue for December 1989. This is always a nostalgic program, because we're going to tell you all about the 560 kilohertz program, but I want to start by telling you all about the people who have at one time or another this past year or so contributed to the DX Audio Service Travelogue by sending in cassette tapes of the stations in their area or where they've gone traveling, including the legal ID. That's very important that we only have the legal ID, as you know. Let me just go down this list. We do this once a year, and gosh, I wish I could spend more time on everybody's name because it takes a lot of effort and a lot of commitment to do these tapes. Boy, I know, and I love it. But let's go down the list as much as I can alphabetically, although I don't know if I can do that. Steve Bauer. Gee, he sent in a wonderful tape. As a matter of fact, I highlighted it, didn't I, just a couple of months ago for you. He's out in Wichita. And Keith Booker and Paul Burkhardt up in Massachusetts. And he's supposed to still be listening in for that Concord station. I don't know. I'll see if he is or not. I'm going to go up there myself if I have to record that one. Ron Clark and send in so much. Tom DeMeo and Larry Hart and Tim Hendel. We were just in touch with Tim this past month or so. And Randy Herndon. Randy and I, we go at it pretty hot and heavy. And then there's a gap. And then we go back at it hot and heavy again. Ernie Holt. In touch with him just about every couple of 3 weeks up there in New York. Scott Johnson and Randy Jones. Remember, Randy sent in some tapes and a heck of a good story there. And Bill Koppelman, same thing. And Dan League. Mark Marino out in the coast. And Rodney Moag from sent in quite a composite of some of the Arizona stations. And Paul Mount, we tease Paul, and he teases us. And we get together once in a blue moon here in New Jersey. But he's certainly a major contributor, not only to this, but to the whole club. Do you know he won hands down out in Milwaukee, that quiz that we gave? I never saw anybody get 110 on a quiz before about radio stations, but the guy's an expert, let's face it. Ed Mitkus and Mike Piesco in Detroit. And oh, dear, let's see. I'm going to get these out of order if I'm not careful here. Marty Rimpow out on the coast again with all the contests he's won on the radio. And Bill Roberts and Barry Shinall. Just heard from him recently. And we're going to try to get that 540 tape on for you shortly, Barry. Thanks so much for sending it in. John W. Smith out in the middle part of the country. And Mike Smith just north of him. And north of him in Minneapolis is Joe Sorensen. So that comes out nicely. And Mark Strickert, by hands down, the all-time contributor of most stations. IDs to the DX Audio Service from outside the Bowker family, I guess we'd say. He's sent in 200 or 300 of these IDs that you hear across the band. Fred Vobey. I didn't even know he was still. Yeah, he's still in the club, of course. And Bob Walker. Don't cut me off, Fred. Come on. Sam Ward in Columbus. He was very good at, you know, back. You know, I've lost touch with Sam. It's been over a year. Goodness, Sam. Jim Watts and Phil Wayne and son Dan Bowker and son John Bowker, with whom actually we got this whole thing started. Both boys are out in Valparaiso, Indiana. They're really not boys, but I think of them as boys. Anyway, that's a list, and I'd love to add some names to that by from people sending in IDs as they can. Let's talk about, and thanks, fellas, so very much. Gee, it helps make the club really click, as the whole DX audio service, in my view, brings the activities of DXing alive, and I think that's important. Let's talk about 560 kilohertz, 535.4 meters. Yes. This is a regional frequency, and that means their daytime power is has to be between 500 watts and 5,000 watts, except in Alaska, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Now, it happens that at 560, none of these countries or states or whatever have stations on the air that operate with as much as 50,000 watts, but by golly, watch out, because in those four areas, you can have 50,000 watts from a Class 3 regional station. We'll get to that later on as we go up the dial, I'm sure. Let's see, at last count, we had, 24 stations operating on 560 kilohertz, and as I look through the DX Audio Service travelog, we have about a dozen. Well, let's see, as I look through this, really, make it more like 16 stations. So we have a half to two-thirds of the stations at 560 on the dial, and if there's a station in your area operating at 560 that you don't hear here in the next couple of moments, be sure to make a cassette tape recording of the station break at the top of the hour that includes both the call sign and the city, and send it in to me. I'll give you my name and address at the end of this travelogue. Here we go for December 1989, the DX Audio Service travelogue.
56 WGAN AM Portland. We bring you the world.
Good afternoon. Hazy sunshine out there. 88 degrees is that temperature in Portland.
Your number one source for news, sports, and radar weather in Greene, Columbia, and Albany counties is WCKL, Catskill, New York. It's 12 o'clock.
AP Network News. I'm Nancy Lyon.
Our call letters are WFIL Philadelphia. Our name, Easy 101, with another hour of popular favorites and less talk on Easy. Easy 101.
Our call letters are WEAZ Philadelphia. Our name is Easy 101, with another hour of popular favorites and less talk on Easy. Easy 101.
But I can tell you that 560 slot in Philadelphia was not always that way. It used to be.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Long John Wade Show from the Much More Music Station.
And then there was the day they developed a minor technical problem in the control room. Yeah, and that's about the only thing the guy said. Is that right? A later announcer mentioned it, but that was okay. By the way, we skipped Springfield, Mass. Let's go back for a second.
A little icy this morning at Steady Rabbit at 10 o'clock from your news and information leader. Two young Springfield girls are being called heroines today. I'm Doug Koch, 56 WHYN News. It's 32 degrees in Springfield.
I don't think I'd call two young girls heroines. Not in this day and age. Maybe they could get away with that in 1985. I don't know. Okay, we proceed now south and west at 560 on your dial.
Stay up to date with Action Line News. It's next here on WFRB and stereo WFRB-FM in Frostburg.
Good afternoon, I'm Bill White, and here's what's happening.
Serving northeastern North Carolina, this is AM 56 in Elizabeth City, WGAI.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm Don Baird.
Mostly sunny and mild. Through tomorrow, low tonight going to be 70. High tomorrow going to be 85. Seas are 2 to 4 feet. And the waters are choppy. Miami at 78. Fort Lauderdale, it's 80 degrees.
Celebrating 50 years of broadcasting.
56 WJLS.
Hey, Barry, let me rush to explain. That was WJLS and Beckley Break was from one of our DX audio service subscribers. So you see how it works. It works real well. I've never been in Beckley, but I'm going to one of these days.
This is WQTE, owned and operated by WQTE Broadcasting Incorporated, with studios and transmitter located at Monroe, Michigan. WQTE is broadcasting on a federally assigned frequency of 560 kilohertz through authorization of the Federal Communications Commission. We now bring to a close a full day of radio broadcasting activity. Until we return to the air tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, we invite you to join our sister station, WHNE at 95 on the FM dial.
Bogues on Honey Radio. A minute after 8, we got snow. We got 21.
You're listening to WHND, Monroe, Detroit, AM 56.
WHND.
All oldies, all the time.
1960.
Now, I have the distinct impression that we haven't heard the end of WHND, or at least we haven't heard the end of the 560 slot in Monroe, Michigan yet on this tape. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. Anyway, let's move on.
WIND, Chicago.
WIND, Chicago.
And, by the way, WIND is now all in Spanish.
This is 56 WHBQ Memphis, number one for news, talk, and information. An RKO broadcasting station, it's 2 o'clock.
The National Weather Service calling for partly cloudy skies this afternoon.
That's 9 o'clock, KWTO Springfield, with the news more people depend on.
56 WEBC Duluth, and a Grease weekend.
1959. WEBC, channel 56, best in the Northland.
So relax and join me Monday morning, bright and early, when the great Colorado license plate debate continues with me, Uncle Mike, on Radio 56, the top of the dial, KLZ Denver.
KLZ.
This is the great entertainer for the Desert Southwest, KBLU Yuma, 56 on your AM radio dial.
It's 2 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Douglas Hunt.
KSFO KYA FM San Francisco. News and information brought to you by Alaska Airlines.
Well, that's quite a tape, 560. Do you know what the first two stations were that were on the air on 560 in the United States? The listing I have is from January 31st, 1925. And at that time, there were two stations on the air on 560. One in Madison, Wisconsin, with 500 watts, and the call sign, you got it, WHA. They were at 560 on the dial. And the other one, of course, was in Chicago. And by then, they were already up at 1,500 watts. That's right. And the call sign is, I'm sure you can guess, is, ha-ha, wrong again, KYW, Chicago, 560 on the dial. That's true, 1925 and January 31st. Well, okay, we'll be back next month with the 570 tape. And, Fred, this being the December edition, I'd like to wish you and Debbie and your whole family the very, very best. And, of course, to all of our listeners, the very best of the holiday season. And I hope you're looking forward to 1990 with the same untamed optimism that we and the Bowker family are. Looking forward to a wonderful time. Bye-bye, everybody. See you next year.
It's December. Time for snow, holly, trimmings, presents, and good DX. This is Bill Hale reporting domestic DX Digest happenings on the National Radio Club's DX audio service. Since I've asked for opinions on what is the most interesting and informative part of DDXD, the overwhelming response has been what we call special. So let's get into that special material that's appeared since last issue. KSEV 700 in Tomball, Texas is carrying Los Angeles Kings hockey games. So if you hear the great Gretzky on 700, it's KSEV. 920 in Atlanta will be changing call letters to WMBN shortly. The MBN stands for Moody Bible Network, as they take a satellite feed from WMBI in Chicago. Their address, when they move into new quarters, will be 1447 Peachtree Street Northeast, Atlanta, Georgia, 30309. 10:30 in Wake Forest, North Carolina is now on the air in stereo with religious programming. According to the NRC's domestic log, they use 35,000 watts daytime with a directional pattern. WKEG 1110 in Washington, Pennsylvania has signed back on after having been silent. WYTL 1300 in Terre Haute, Indiana is now simulcasting with their FM, WPFR FM 102.7, with top 40 and middle-of-the-road type music. KSEK 1340 Pittsburgh, Kansas now programs satellite music network Stardust format. Also on 1340, WBCR Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania is now simulcasting WSCR 1320 in Scranton with their religious format. So they have a mini network there in the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre area. KSLQ 1350 Washington, Missouri has changed format from top 40 to middle of the road. WTSH 1360 Rome, Georgia is now simulcasting with WTSH FM 107.1 Rockmart, Georgia, and they carry their country and western format. The AM is now in Sequam stereo. Here's one that seems to have slipped through the FCC bureaucratic mess. 1440 in Winter Park, Florida was heard using the call letters WPRD. The DXer, Charles Ray of Leamington, Ontario, checked in with the station and he was told that those call letters have been in effect for over a year, yet they've never been reported in any official FCC documents. So change your logs to reflect Winter Park's 1440 as WPRD. Well, since WEYZ Erie, Pennsylvania has moved from 1450 to 1330, leaving 1450 open, WPSC has moved in there. They're a CBS affiliate with ABC as a backup. WMBA Ambridge, Pennsylvania is now on with 24 hours a day with CNN headline news as their audio. Plus, they use ABC talk shows from 1900 to 0600 when the station runs unattended. KCCV Independence, Missouri will be moving from 1510 to 760 shortly. They'll operate with 6 kilowatts and a northeast-southwest directional pattern. Station President Richard Bott asks NRCers to listen for their tests and regular programming, and he invites reports. Their address at KCCV is 10841 East 28th Street, Independence, Missouri 64052. This address from the NRC domestic log. And finally, WORI 1550 Oak Ridge, Tennessee is back on the air after being silent for some time. Well, that's all for this month. Here's hoping you and yours all have a blessed holiday season, no matter how you celebrate it. Maybe Santa will leave a new receiver under your tree. This is Bill Hale reporting Domestic DX Digest on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. See you next year. Hey, Fred, back to you.
I'd like to take this opportunity right now to pass along some addresses to you for the new year. If you'd like to write to headquarters, here is the address. Write to Mike Nitter, who is the editor and general manager in charge of the National Radio Club, at Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 535-23-0024. If you wish to call him, you can call him in area code 608-423-4159, and no collect calls will be accepted. If you'd like to write to us here at the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, our address is simply this: the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, 706 Mackenzie Avenue, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. If you'd like to write to Bill Hale, you can contact him at the Domestic DX Digest East Desk. And at address is Bill Hale at 734 Burleson, B-U-R-L-E-S-O-N, in San Marcos, Texas, 78666. If you'd like to write to Big John Bowker, you can contact him over at the Travelog Desk, and his address is simply John D. Bowker, B-O-W-K-E-R, and the address is 14 Canoebrook Drive, that's C-A-N-O-E, Brook, B-R-O-O-K, Drive, in Princeton Junction, New Jersey, and the zip code is 08550. And if you'd like to write to Big Phil Wayne with a market scope and give him some information, you can write to him at the following address, which has changed in the recent months. And his address is 4265 Keygate, K-E-Y-G-A-T-E, number 24, in Toledo, Ohio, 43614. Got something for the sports desk. We'll send it to Ken Onyschuk. Last name is spelled O-N-Y-S-C-H-U-K at 19110 Pine Drive, Country Club, Illinois, 60477-5806. And if something shows up in a paper or something which has to do with ratings and interesting radio information, send it to Laura McCusker, M-C, capital C-U-S-K-E-R, Oak Brook Manor, number 23E, Route 9W, Ravenna, R-A-V-E-N-A, New York, 12143. And now you know our addresses, so let's hear from you, the membership of the DX Audio Service. And speaking of hearing from you, the membership, on part two of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, we shall hear from you with our Musings from Members column. We'll also hear from Phil Wayne in the Market Scope. Laura and also Ken will be up with some information. And we got a whole lot more from the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.